Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. We were just trying to brainstorm a couple different nicknames for the Texans defense.
Swarmageddon defense does feel nice.
Yeah, though. Shout out to my man. I was going to mention that. Shout out to my man Big Sloan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Big Sloan hit you up with that?
Yeah, he hit me up on the side and said Swarmageddon. Shout out to my guy Ryan, who's a diehard Texans fan. He said, the Swarm Kill Zone. Mm-hmm. And then shout out to my guy KJ, who hit me up and said, the Paw Bearers.
The Paw Bearers. Some people are getting dark.
There's a lot of morbid nature in there, huh?
Yeah, keep sending them in, 713-572-4610. So on Saturday, a lot of people were sending in a lot of stuff to GameStop. So, you know, GameStop always, to me, they the worst when it comes to trying to trade something in.
Oh, yeah.
You could trade in some of the best games in history.
I give you $5 for it.
Yep. They'd be like, oh, this is worth about $23.72.
Oh, it's like that show in Louisiana, the Pawn
Stars. Yeah, Pawn Stars or whatever.
Man, you might get a better deal.
Best
from
I can do is $5.
Yeah. Man, you go in there with like five game systems and they give you like $20 for it, man. And they'll sell it right back to you for like $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Saturday, they did something called Trade Anything Day. And customers was bringing literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to, this is IGN's YouTube. They do a lot of video game stuff.
Okay.
This is them on that story.
GameStop says it accepted more than 80,000 items during this weekend's Trade Anything Day event and shared images with IGN of the weirdest items it accepted, including a bobcat, a goose, and a physical Netflix disc for the Nintendo Wii. Normally, this range would not extend to taxidermied animals, road signs, or people's artwork of their pets with hair like Snoop Dogg. In a statement to IGN, GameStop ranked its more memorable trades from stores across the country, as including items such as a tiny Jesus, a speed limit sign, Air Jordans, and tapes of friends on VHS. Over on social media, customers celebrated shifting various unwanted items in exchange for credit, including McDonald's Grinchmas socks, and what looked to be a replica of the United States Declaration of Independence.
I'm sorry, did I hear a bobcat?
Yes.
And he did say it was taxidermy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a goose.
Not an actual live bobcat.
That was my first. There was no context. I was like,
I got a bobcat. You want it?
Hey, just imagine coming in there in the bobcat.
That's what I thought. I was like, first and foremost, we ain't talking about trading no more.
Yeah.
Get that animal away from me.
I would. Hey, I feel for the workers who was working that day.
Man.
Yeah.
I would be so irritated. I would probably quit that day.
What would you trade? If they say if you could take anything you own in for some GameStop credit, what would be cool or maybe weird but valuable?
So just a little backstory on this too. These people were only getting like $5 credit.
That's fine.
But
that's fine.
I say that to say I wouldn't do anything valuable. I would do something like I'll do like some old beat up sneakers.
What do we got in the studio here? We got some.
Oh, what were we trading the studio?
Whatever that hat is.
It's the men's clinic hat.
Men's clinic hat? Yeah. What did I get?
Here
me?
You go.
Yeah.
Give me my credit.
Got almost empty jar of honey.
I would trade all of that crap, man.
Yeah.
I think I'd trade the. I need to see what this is.
Yeah. Oh, that's sardines, isn't it?
It's a can of. I think it's sardines, but it's written in a different language. It looks like it's Scandinavian sorts. It's also
packed. Oh, that's herring. That's pickled herring,
but it's also got salsa in there somehow. Yeah, I feel like this is worth
that's valuable
$5 of GameStop credit.
You can get you something
for
that.
Yeah, you can get something.
Why is this in here?
Let me see that. Yeah, you can get you something for that.
Who brought that?
Stauber mackerel. It's mackerel.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. I don't know.
He said, and then said, I don't know.
Hey, I dare you.
No, it is mackerel, but I dare
you to eat it right now.
Jeremy, or would you give me something?
Just a dare. Just a friendly
dare. That's what you got to eat if your guarantee goes south.
Good till December 3rd, 2028. It's getting closer.
Oh, okay.
It's getting closer. Okay.
It's good. You got a couple more years till it's time to throw that out.
Yeah.
But, thoughts and prayers to the people that had to work at GameStop. I know was just a clown show.
And those are the things that they took. I know that they were like, we'll take anything, but there's clearly limits.
Yeah.
I just started thinking of what are the things that people brought.
I think people tried to take alcohol up there. It's just like, we can't take alcohol.
Yeah.
Or
which feels like a bad trade anyways.
Yeah.
You $5 of credit.
Yeah.
With a handle.
Yeah. So, but thoughts and prayers to people who had to work and go through all of that crap.
And they just went through Black Friday, too.
Yeah.
And then here, a couple weeks later, here's people bringing up their garbage.
Yeah.
Bobcats.
Yeah.
That person is not a serious human being.
Yeah. It's the Mixtape and the Luke Sports Radio 610. So it was a police chase yesterday in the city of Houston.
I'm so sick.
Not only that, but it was around the busiest time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So here's ABC 13 News. This shout out to, I want to say it's Sky Eye 13.
Yeah, Sky Eye 13.
Yep. So they were flying around. They was actually tracking this.
Of course they were.
They was tracking this car. Here's what it sounded like.
It was in and out of traffic at a relatively high rate of speed, much higher than the cars around them. We were worried that there was going to be a wreck, but the car that was being chased kept going over to the shoulder where there wasn't anything so he could pick up speed. Harris County Sheriff's deputies continued to follow the car all the way down toward the Galleria area, out of traffic, almost sideswiping some cars. They even tried to do a pit maneuver for a brief period of time. They finally brought the thing to an end. Not exactly sure how that happened, but they were actually stopping the vehicle, and then the police swarmed the vehicle, broke the window on the driver's side, tried to get the driver out immediately. It took him a little while, but they finally got him out. Seems that there was the only person in there was the driver. Got him on the ground, and he resisted arrest at that time, fought with them just for a moment. Finally, they got them into the cop car, and that was the end of the chase. Of course, traffic is absolutely terrible on the 610 West Loop.
Yeah,
I love. You see how far the Texans defense has taken it. Even in the car chase, he had to make sure. Yeah. Hey, swarming.
Yeah, air down.
I like that. Everybody swarm that guy. Yeah. Is the Galleria the absolute worst place in the greater Houston area to have a portion of a
that area? Chase? I think what's that area? 45. I think going towards Galveston.
The exchange from 59 to 610.
Yeah,
which is near the Galleria.
That's the part I'm thinking about. Yeah, yeah.
or
59 downtown.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. 59 downtown is probably a nasty place. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I thought about that, of course, being selfish, I got in a little fender bender in the Galleria, and you got to remember, accidents be happening there all the time.
Yeah.
I can, and that happens at a regular speed. What about somebody who is just tearing ass through that thing, running from the police? I can only imagine.
Whenever you get a chance, just look up the video and see it. And I wanted to get to the comments that was under this Instagram post. So I'm like, let me see what the people saying about this. Here's a couple of the comments. Damn, buddy looked like he was fresh off of work because he had
he looked like he had a work shirt on.
It looked like he was a construction worker or something like that. He had the lime green on and all that. Another comment. Bro was just trying to make it home after a long day at work.
He was in a hurry.
Yeah. Another comment. Why y'all recording a regular Houston driver?
Yeah.
And it does feel like that.
He was weaving. It did look like a regular driver, to be honest.
We've all been passed by those guys.
Yes. Yeah. Where you just like, you got it, man. Just go ahead and go. Go ahead and go.
It's okay. I was just trying to get past you, Lopez. You don't have to keep bringing it up.
Somebody else said, LOL, it looked like he was coming straight from work.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bro was determined to avoid that I-10 traffic.
He forgot his easy pass.
Yeah. I don't think he even knew y'all was trying to pull him over.
He probably didn't.
He probably had no clue.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, bro, just get off of work. Relax.
Absolutely.
And then this is my favorite one. We swanging and banging.
100%.
With the H-Town.
He stayed true to it. I love it. Can you take me back to the audio? You don't actually have to play the audio, but from the actual chase. When the announcer says, and the West Loop traffic is bad, mm-hmm. was he just looking over there, or did that have anything to do with the chase?
I think it was just bad over there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like,
by the way.
He was like, hey.
I'm guessing it was like in the evening. It was probably like around 5 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's
when it's the absolute worst.
Yeah. In my head, of course, because we're just using audio instead of video, he was looking at it, and he's like, all right, so he's caught. And now looking over at the traffic, oh my God.
Oh, wow. That's even worse over there. You don't want to be over there. By the way, when'd you have your fender bender?
That was last. I brought it up. I made mention of it. It was maybe a few months ago.
Yeah,
maybe like 3 months ago.
That stinks.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fender bender. Yeah. That's what insurance is for.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's not like insurance is cheap in Houston anyway. So
yeah, no.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
As I continue on the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Did you guys see this? So we got New Year's Eve coming up on the 1st, mm-hmm. pretty much.
What?
31st.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the Eve. Oh,
yeah, New Year's, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Yeah.
So Times Square is doing like a New Year's Eve package.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the package. And they doing this because it's the 120th anniversary.
Dang.
And it's a hotel called the Knickerbocker they pretty much going all out mm-hmm. on this New Year's Eve package. And here's the thing. I want to know if this is worth it to y'all. So you get a 3-night stay in the Knickerbocker Ultra Lux Tribute Suite.
Okay.
You get a private pod on St. Cloud rooftop overlooking Times Square and the ball drop.
That's
the most key thing.
Yeah, it's pretty huge.
Yeah.
Private, like, bubble pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can still see everything that's happening in Times Square.
Yeah.
That's giant.
Yeah. You get exclusive rooftop access with bottle service and premium champagne at midnight.
Man.
You get a multi-course New Year's Eve dinner at a place called Charlie Palmer Steak.
This has turned from being cool to me calculating how much this is going to cost.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe we could play that again after I read all of this. Take a wild guess how much this costs. I read that already. A Saints and Sinners theme rooftop party with live music and full hotel guest access. So I guess that's like another party.
Yeah.
A $20,000 glam budget
for
styling, wardrobe, hair, and makeup.
Oh, that's just the budget you're going to get.
Oh, yeah.
So it starts at 20.
Yeah. That's I was starting to like, I think maybe like 20,000. Yeah. And then you had it on top.
Yeah, no, that's the budget for the glam.
Yeah.
Professional video and content person.
All right, so what are you trying to do here is the question I'm starting to ask. Hey, with this package.
This is New Year's Eve, man. You got to do it big. And then a dedicated VIP treatment throughout the entire stay. How much do you think this is?
Well, my first question, can I just get the first couple of things?
Again?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Three-night stay.
Three-night stay and the pod is all I want.
Pod. Yeah.
Especially if there's a bathroom in it. Because every time I see those people...
You're not going to be using the bathroom within public view. Come on now.
But every time I see all that mass of people in Times Square that get there like at 9 in the morning, you know, for the midnight, I'm like, how do they go to the bathroom? Okay, so everything you said...
There is so much stuff in there.
VIP treatment, the budget for the pod, the party, the two rooftop parties.
Yeah, a couple of parties.
I'm going to say...
Now, remember, this is the 120th anniversary of this.
Oh, so go ahead and multiply that.
I'm going to say $75,000.
Okay. Yeah, that was about where I was thinking. But I'll undercut a little bit. Give me $65,000.
$120,000.
Oh, because it's the 120th. You gave us a hint. We didn't take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. $120,000 per person.
No, just you and a guest.
You and a guest.
I want to say, yep.
Oh, well, then it's a bargain.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that is sick.
$120,000.
More power to you.
That's just.
Yeah, hopefully you could get out of that traffic and all that stuff.
You don't need it. That's why you got the house. That's why you got the stay.
I would be fine if I wasn't around a whole bunch of people.
That's what the pod is for.
I think that's the benefit of that part. Yeah.
That's a lot of money. That I think only me and Reggie is the ones that can't afford it on this show.
Yeah, Lopez, you can pick that up.
Ain't no
really
big deal
to.
For Lopez. Right.
If you did that in downtown Houston, Lopez would beat her.
Yeah. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this real quick. Just want to get thoughts and prayers to Dave Courier, who is Uncle Joey from Full House.
Yeah, Dave Courier.
Yeah, so he revealed he was battling a new form of cancer. And here's the story from Inside Edition.
Another devastating blow for one of America's favorite TV characters. April Fools! Dave Coulier, who played Uncle Joey on the classic sitcom Full House, revealed today that he has been diagnosed with cancer again. He broke the news on the Today Show that he has head and neck cancer.
So in October of this year, I went in for a PET scan, just a routine checkup, and something flared on the PET scan, and it turned out that I have P16 squamous carcinoma at the base of my tongue. So I said to the doctors, I said, well, did this happen because of the lymphoma? And they said, totally unrelated.
The diagnosis is particularly devastating because last April, Coulier was declared cured of cancer after a battle with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The 66-year-old Coulier says he's currently undergoing radiation. He says he expects to beat this cancer just as he did before.
So, yeah, just want to get thoughts and prayers. And weird transition, I kind of got a joke about this.
You have a joke about cancer?
About this, yes. Can I share this joke?
Sure.
ISO!
Yeah.
So if you know Uncle Joey, he's kind of like a dad joke type of guy.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I think Uncle Joey needs to tell cancer to cut it out.
You did good.
What I would have said you should have done, you should have had a little laugh track for you. So you could have just played that
cut
right there.
Cut it out. So if you don't know, that was kind of one of his legendary dad jokes on Full House.
Yeah. This is catchphrase, right?
Yeah.
And then he used to do the fingers thing to cut it out.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember?
I was just thinking, I heard a good dad joke last night at the Christmas show. Of my
was it from you?
Granddaughter. No.
It was.
They were talking about all the reindeer and stuff, you know, and you're going through all the names, and it was a dad said, well, you forgot Olive, you know, Olive, the other reindeer.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is the mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right
You're
going
to use it, and you know you are.
On Sports Radio 610.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, you forgot Olive.
At the Figgy Fig, if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive who are out at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Baytown. Go out and see the fellas. But before we get there, are you satisfied with the Texans right now? That is a question that Yard Barker asked themselves on an NFL fan base satisfaction index. Let's check where they think the Texans are next.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.